This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. On the line right now, we got a quarterback wrecker coming straight out of Eastern Michigan. He represents the Las Vegas Raiders. It's my main man, Max Crosby. Max, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a lot I want to talk to you about. Obviously, you guys are getting ready to take on the New England Patriots this upcoming Sunday. But I want to ask you about the offseason first. After 2 weeks, you're back to football, no preseason. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, obviously, it's a little bit different. You know, it's my second year in a row not having a preseason. So, you know, it's been a little bit of a battle, you know, at first, just getting that groove and that feel that you want to get to, especially, you know, not having played in any, you know, games in 9 months. So you got to get that feel, that confidence, and, you know, that groove. And, you know, I feel like I'm definitely, you know, getting that feel here, you know, coming off that last game. I'm feeling definitely better, and I'm just excited for us to, you know, keep growing as a team and getting better.
Well, Max, you certainly had an amazing rookie year, 10 sacks and the tackles, the forced fumbles, the tackles in the backfield. You filled up the stat sheet. For rookies that were incoming for this year, what are they missing out on having no preseason, not having OTAs, not having that personal time, et cetera?
Yeah, you know, the NFL game, you know, a lot of people, you know, the most cliche, you know, saying is, you know, it's a faster game. And when people say that, it's not like physically everyone's a lot faster and everything like that, because you play in college and there's guys that run 4.4s all over the place. It's just the mental side of it. You know, they really mean the mental side. And that's, you know, when you look at an NFL game, you know, things are going so fast, and especially on the field, you know, quarterbacks are calling out everything that's going on the defensive end. They're getting on the line. The snap count's different. And everything's a lot more precise, and, you know, technique is crucial. So, you know, it's a completely different game, you know, once you get into the NFL. So it definitely takes a little bit, you know, of time to get that groove. And, you know, it's a one of a lifetime experience, for sure.
Max Crosby of the Raiders is on the line with us. That might be for the rookies, Max, but in a general sense, as you guys move towards week three, have you noticed a difference in quality and the type of quality and guys being in shape, or things just pretty much as usual?
You know, for me, I would say, you know, as a D-line in particular, you know, I feel like our game shape has definitely improved, you know, over, you know, since the Carolina game. You know, we've been really emphasizing it because, you know, having 9 months off, you know, you think you're in shape and you know, you could do as many practices as you want, but once you get in the game, you know, you have that feeling. You're like, okay, now I know how it really feels, and I need to know, like, you need to know where you want to be physically. And, you know, after the Carolina game, I felt like a lot of us, you know, we felt pretty exhausted. And, you know, there's no excuse. You know, we got the win and everything, but as a D-line, we felt like we didn't play, you know, up to our potential. And, you know, we definitely been working on it. We've been doing extra conditioning. We've been getting ready. And, you know, we felt a lot better against New Orleans. And now going into this New England game, you know, we got a better sense knowing that we got to bring our own energy. Having no fans and things like that definitely makes the game a little bit different. So I feel like our focus level is where it needs to be, and we're just, you know, continuing to grow.
Max Crosby of the Raiders is here with us. Your coach Gruden, he basically said Cam Newton is a power forward playing the quarterback position. Shoot, he might as well be, I guess, Karl Malone out there. It's your job to go ahead and tackle his ass. We see the power. We see the fluidity from Cam. What do you see being the fact that you got to go ahead and try to take him down?
Yeah, you know, Cam's a former MVP. You know, the guy's done a lot for this league. He's a really good player. But, you know, we're looking at it as another opportunity to, you know, get better as a team, and especially as a defense. You know, Cam's a good challenge, but, you know, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We just got to play to the best of our ability, and I feel like we can stop whoever, you know, whoever's in front of us.
All right, Max, can I do that as a translation? Max is going to have 5 sacks against Cam Newton on Sunday. Am I safe to say that?
Whatever you want to say, I'm cool with it, man.
All right. Max Crosby of the Raiders is on the line with us. Look, Max, your own quarterback, Derek Carr, he's had an amazing start. The whole team has had a solid start at 2-0. Derek was talking about looking for respect and not having that respect prior to the season. Now he's having an opportunity to go out and basically show what he is. Do you feel he's underrated when you think about all of these other great quarterbacks in the league?
Absolutely. You know, Derek has all the talent in the world. The guy has a great arm. He's super accurate. He's super intelligent, and he loves to be a competitor, you know, on a daily basis. So you see a guy like him who's been through a lot of rough things in his career. The guy broke his ankle. He's had a bunch of different coaches, and he's always found a way. So for a guy like that to be slept on is just kind of crazy to me. But, you know, the media can take, you know, can take things and try to, you know, put all the blame on the quarterback. And it's just like, you know how it is. So a guy like Derek Carr, you know, he's a leader. The guy's playing great right now. And he had a really good season last year. So I think he just has a different edge this year. And he's been on point. So I'm looking forward to seeing him continue to grow. And, you know, it's super early in the season, and I can't wait to see where we're at, you know, once the season keeps going along.
We're chatted up with Max Crosby of the Raiders. There's a lot of twos going on here. Second year under Gruden, your second year. Team is 2-0. What's the vibe? Just kind of this second year, do you feel the vibe of the team is different in comparison to last year?
You know, it's hard to tell. It's definitely early on, but, you know, I definitely feel a ton of positive energy in that locker room. You know, we have a lot of confidence. I feel like we filled a lot of holes that we needed to fix, you know, coming into this year. And I feel like, you know, the guys have truly bought in. You know, we've been strictly focused on football. You know, there's no going out. There's no, you know, fans in the crowd. It's a lot different. So it's just all ball all the time. So you're seeing guys really, really putting in the work and putting in the hours that you really need to be great at the sport. And I think as a team, you know, it's super important to put in that time. And I feel like the guys are doing it and, you know, people are seeing that. But we're definitely just getting started and, you know, we're just going to try to keep getting better every week.
Max, you talk about playing in front of no fans. You guys opened up somewhere that I cannot wait to visit in an Allegiant Stadium. What is it like playing with no fans? Do you eventually get into a zone and you don't recognize it, or do you literally miss out on those elements of the energy that a crowd can bring?
You know, I definitely would say it's different. You know, going into the first game, nobody really knew what it was going to be like. I feel like, you know, we were kind of looking around at each other, you know, looking to get that extra energy boost, and we, you know, really didn't know where to find it. But, you know, going into that second game, you know, we got that first game under us, and we were like, okay, we know what we got to do. We got to bring our own energy. We got to bring our own juice. And I feel like we definitely did that, you know, against New Orleans. And that's how it's going to be. You know, our sideline is a big part of that. You know, we got to encourage our guys. We got to be live. We got to be, you know, all focused in and pumped up during the whole game. So, yeah, you know, we know what to expect now. And, you know, we just got to adapt. You know, that's all we can do. We're professional athletes, and we just got to do our thing.
Well, Max, we know the Raiders are legendary. This is like the first major team, a male team, to represent the city of Las Vegas. We know the Black Hole is going to be there. We know fans from differing cities will eventually make their way to Vegas. What are your first impressions? Do you feel they're kind of muted right now with the atmosphere that the world is in?
Yeah, you know, Las Vegas is a great city. You know, a lot of people only think of the Strip, you know, when you think of Vegas. But there's a lot of people that have lived here for a long time. And people love sports, and you can tell that right away. You know, I just had a little charity event fundraiser this week, and it was socially distanced, and we had people, you know, cars pulling up and stuff like that, you know, just to take pictures and show support for the team and everything. And there was like 400 plus people here in Vegas, you know, Raider fans coming to just show love. So, you know, the people here are amazing, and I know Raider fans are everywhere. So Raider fans are always going to travel, and they're always going to show the support. So we just can't wait to get them in the stadium so we can, you know, finally get the full effect.
It's a beautiful thing, Max. We've been chatting up with Max Crosby of the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raider fans have already showed you love. Before we roll out of here, show them some love.
Hey, I just want to say appreciate all the fans for showing love. I know you guys want to be in the stadium. I know you guys are still supporting, you know, obviously watching on TV and everything like that. Expect some more W's and some great football ahead. I appreciate y'all.
Max, where can people keep up with you and follow you online?
They can follow me on Instagram at Max Crosby or on Twitter at Crosby Max. I appreciate it.
You heard it from Max Crosby of the new Las Vegas Raiders. Appreciate you, Max, for joining on. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.